The Bush administration has decided not to use adjusted census figures for distributing billions of dollars in federal aid. The decision is being criticized by some local officials and minority groups who say it will hurt those areas where the census missed the most people. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Acting Census Director William Barron made the announcement yesterday. He said the Bureau has decided that using the results of a follow-up survey to adjust census numbers won't necessarily make them more accurate. That's because the follow-up survey, called the Accuracy and Coverage Evaluation, or ACE, failed to detect that the census apparently double-counted several million people.
This finding of substantial error, in conjunction with remaining uncertainties, necessitates that revisions need to be made to the ACE estimates before any potential uses of these data can be considered.
As a result, the original census headcount will be used for disbursing more than $185 billion in federal aid. The decision was welcomed by Republicans, who have long been wary of using statistical sampling to adjust the census. In a written statement, Congressman Dan Miller of Florida, who chairs the House Census Subcommittee, said the 2000 headcount was the most accurate in history and that the issue of sampling should be put to rest. But Democrats, minority groups, and city officials say those who need federal aid the most will be unfairly penalized and that the issue might end up in court. Atlanta's Mayor Bill Campbell says there's no question millions of people were missed in last year's count.
Most of those are minorities, people of color, and cities will now be asked to deal with the needs of these people who exist but were not counted, and we're going to have to provide for them in terms of health and security and safety and law enforcement. And in a time when I think all those needs are more critical than ever, it's just hard to justify this decision.
Campbell says Atlanta lost an estimated $1 billion in federal aid over the past decade because its population was undercounted in the 1990 census. But Acting Director Barron says the net undercount for 2000 might turn out to be very small. Earlier this year, the Bureau estimated a net undercount of about 3.2 million people. Barron says the Bureau has since discovered millions of cases of double counting, including families with two homes and divorced couples with joint custody. Eugene Erickson of Temple University is a former advisor to the Census Bureau. He says the net number obscures the fact that minorities are more likely than whites to be missed.
You could have a net undercount for the minority populations and the net overcount for the white population. And when you put it all together, the net undercount for everybody would be close to zero.
Barron concedes that whites may have been overcounted. He says more study is required, but for now, the headcount is the best count the Bureau has. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.